Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee. But he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arm around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We all know that in the Gospels, when we hear the words scribes and Pharisees or teachers of the law, we need to listen because Jesus is probably pointing out some kind of hypocrisy or some kind of an issue that prevents them from knowing the fullness of God's love and mercy. But the other side of that coin is when we hear him talk about a child, he is usually holding them up as a way of us better understanding what it means to be a member of God's kingdom, what it means to be a true disciple. He says to us in another occasion, if you need to have the faith of a child to truly understand. And today he tells us that we need to receive the child. Both of them being held up as a way for us to better understand and grow in our discipleship. Now, I don't have a lot of knowledge about what it's like to raise a child. I have glimpses from all of you, or I have friends that have had young children, and I'm around for a bit of time, but hardly know everything. However, I know a lot about raising a pet and what it's like to have a dog. And no offense to any child who might be here, but I don't think it's dissimilar. But I want to share with you a little kind of a joke, and those of you who have had dogs or cats will understand this. But dogs look at you, and there's something in their eyes when you come home that can speak to you and say, "Well, you give me food, you give me a place to stay, you come back to me all the time. You got to be a god." And a cat, when you come home, if they notice you, will say, "You give me a place to live, you give me all this warmth and all this other stuff. Boy, I must be a god." And guess what? Both of those analogies in our relationship with our God are true. Let me explain for a minute. God gives us absolutely everything we need. God gives us the food we eat, the air we breathe, the planet we live on, our very existence. That's the nature of God, to be generative, to create life. And we share in that. So in recognizing that, just like a dog recognizes in its owner, we recognize that all that we have is a gift from God. And we have gratitude. But the fullness of God's love is to make us godlike. In fact, the Eastern churches have a concept they refer to as divinization, that as human beings grow in their faith and in their discipleship, as they grow in their relationship with Jesus Christ, we are made more and more divine, more and more in God's image, more and more godlike. So in turn, I must be a God. But not in the sense that we often think about a God being. Not about power over another. Not about being able to snap our fingers and make something happen. But in the model of the God that we already know. The one that laid down his life in his son Jesus Christ so that we might live. And that's what our discipleship calls on us to do. To lay down our lives for the world, for each other. To accept the child and to care for the child's needs. And we are all children, children of God. On this catechetical Sunday, where we look to the depth of our faith and how we share that faith with one another, we remember that part of that call to discipleship is to evangelize. And very rarely is it about words or theology or about arguments. It's truly about example and love and sacrifice. We are godlike. Let's use it as we ought.